A 2.4 trillion parameter AI with a 1 million token context is reportedly being offered in preview at about $2 per million input tokens and $6 per million output tokens. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today is August 3rd, 2026. That pricing claim touched off a wave of community posts questioning performance, openness, and whether preview rates will actually stick. People are getting better results just by being blunt with AI. A Singularity community thread with more than 800 upvotes urged users to just tell the model what you want, and the practical point landed. Feed the model the source material and a clear desired outcome, and you often get finished work. The thread quoted a Stanford finding that, by default, AI advice does not tell people that they're wrong nor give them tough love, which is a reminder that clearer prompts improve output but not judgment. So treat crisp prompting as productivity, not a substitute for oversight. The OpenClaw community debated why people run that agent framework when their use cases look mundane, drafting PR summaries, monitoring ticket queues, or controlling home devices. But an independent audit the thread cited found that 41.7% of popular OpenClaw skills contained serious security vulnerabilities. That stat matters. If you experiment, keep skill permissions tight, run things locally when possible, and never hand unreviewed code broad credentials.
And for listeners new to agents, a practical on-ramp works. The AI agents community recommended starting with a conceptual course like Elements of AI or Deep Learning AI's AI for Everyone, then trying zero code connectors such as Zapier or Make, and finally testing a tiny useful project in Replit or an approachable agent builder. The short kicker? Choose one small task you already do and automate that. It teaches constraints and safety far faster than a dozen tutorials. What changed this week is not just a new model number or a press release. It's a single set of claims that, if true, would reconfigure how organizations think about cost, access, and trust for large models. The story starts with a preview of Qwen 3.8, reported to be a 2.4 trillion parameter multimodal system with a 1 million token context window, and two related claims that ran through community threads. First, the preview is being sold through a token plan subscription at a deeply discounted credit rate that community posts described as roughly $2 per million input tokens and $6 per million output tokens. And second, company published benchmarks say the max configuration performs comparably to or better than some leading models on a range of coding, multimodal, and engineering tasks. Both claims deserve unpacking.
Let's take the price claim first, because it's the most immediate shock.
According to the preview offer reported in the threads, the company is routing access through a subscription credit system, where preview credits run at about 10% of what the poster described as expected standard pricing. That's why you're seeing the $2 per $6 numbers. They are explicitly framed as preview or token plan rates in the forum posts. Two important cautions follow right away. One, preview pricing often changes, and companies routinely test promotional rates to attract developers. And two, the preview structure uses credits and tiers rather than a simple public list price, which makes direct apples-to-apples comparisons tricky. So treat the $2 per $6 numbers as potentially real for this window, not as an ironclad new price floor for the industry. Why would cheaper access matter beyond saving cash? Because cost shapes who can iterate. If running large, capable models becomes dramatically less expensive, startups, researchers, and firms outside the top cloud providers can run longer contexts, larger multimodal pipelines, and even experiment with offline or customized deployments. The Singularity community's excitement reflected that possibility. Lower price could mean more creative and competitive uses. But the comments also flagged governance gaps. At least one top reply warned that there is no model card published yet, and others urged waiting for data use details, red teaming results, and compliance docs before moving anything into production.
Now look at the performance side. The company released self-published benchmarks for a Qwen 3.8 max configuration that it claims can handle text, images, and long video across a million tokens of context. Those company results show the model matching or exceeding competitors on several specialized evaluations. The thread mentions wins on tasks such as Paperbench and Parametric CAD, and comparisons to Anthropic's Fable 5 in certain coding and planning tests. There's also a technical note that helps explain how the model can feel both huge and efficient. It reportedly uses a sparse mixture of experts architecture, which activates subsets of parameters only when they're needed. That's a known approach to scale compute and memory without linearizing cost as parameters grow. Two immediate methodological flags pop up. First, these benchmark numbers are company reported. They're useful as a first signal, but independent third-party testing matters for reliability and reproducibility. Second, some of the demonstrations highlight long horizon planning. The posts mention tasks like multi-round chip design and a 16-day autonomous software engineering trial, and those are intriguing but notoriously brittle. Long horizon demos often bake in domain constraints, scaffolding, or human oversight that don't generalize to every production use. In short, promising demos but demand independent verification and transparency about the evaluation setup.
There's another claim with big structural implications. The company said the max weights will be released as open source next week, according to the thread. If true, that's a very different story than a closed API with promotional credits. An open weights release lets researchers and firms run models locally, adapt them, and audit behavior and training artifacts. It changes both opportunity and risk. We've seen open releases accelerate innovation before, but they also shift the safety calculus. Distributed copies make centralized updates or rapid mitigations harder, and malicious reuse becomes a live threat. The community reactions were accordingly mixed: enthusiasm about broader access and faster innovation, and pushback about whether safety, red teaming results, and provenance will come with the weights. So, what should technically responsible organizations do if they're watching this? First, don't trust promotional pricing to persist as a governance or compliance guarantee. Plan for price volatility. If you're evaluating the model for production, run a sensitivity analysis that assumes preview pricing doubles or triples, and build a migration or fallback path. Second, demand documentation. Ask for a model card, training data disclosures at the source level where possible, and the company's red teaming and adversarial testing notes. Third, benchmark for your use case, not for headline metrics. Reproduce the company's reported tasks, but then test the model on your data, prompts, and edge cases, especially with that 1 million token window, which opens new failure modes around context management, data leakage, and unexpected behavior over long chains.
There are also tangible technical checks you can run quickly. With the large context claims, measure context degradation. Feed the model long, multi-stage instructions and see if early context is preserved, summarized, or overwritten. Test multimodal consistency. Give simultaneous text, image, and short video inputs that include the same fact phrased differently and see if the model keeps a consistent answer. For safety and hallucination risk, run adversarial prompt tests that previous research flags as likely to cause over-agreeableness. The Stanford comment about models not challenging users is relevant here. And evaluate calibration metrics. How often does the model assert confidence that isn't supported by source evidence? There are market and policy ripples, too. If the preview pricing is a durable move, it exerts downward pressure on incumbents' per-token economics and forces a pricing rethink. But the regulatory question is immediate. Cheaper and more distributable models increase the risk of misuse at scale. Deepfakes, automated impersonation, and unregulated telephony agents. And policymakers who have been debating labeling and pre-deployment testing might feel renewed urgency. The open weights angle adds a layer. Wide availability reduces vendor control, so standard bodies and governments may double down on operational rules like mandatory watermarks, metadata, or restrictions on synthesized voice without consent.
None of this is a settled story. We have a mix of company claims, a preview pricing structure reported by community members, and self-published benchmarks. The singularity threads show both the optimistic developer instinct, lower cost, more capability, open weights, and the cautionary one, no model card, pricing that may revert, and the need for independent scoring. As a practical next step for technical teams, treat the preview as an early signal, not a contract. experiment, and measure, but avoid hard dependencies until governance artifacts and independent benchmarks arrive. For researchers and auditors, prioritize reproducibility tests and safety evaluations that exercise long contexts and multimodal failure modes, because those are the places where new architectures often reveal trade-offs. Finally, watch the distribution model closely. The token plan subscription versus a per-token public list price is more than a billing choice. It shapes who experiments and how widely the model is embedded. If a cheap subscription locks in developers before regulatory or safety controls catch up, we could see rapid proliferation of unvetted agents in customer flows. If instead the company follows with robust documentation, clear licensing, and red team reports alongside any open weights release, the effects could be a lot more constructive.
My read, this is a potentially important turning point in two linked dimensions, cost and openness, but one built on claims that still need independent verification. We should be excited about wider access and the engineering creativity it unlocks, and simultaneously demand the basics of transparency and safety. The community response captured that tension, hopeful about lower cost and longer context windows, insistent about documentation and external benchmarks, and wary of treating preview rates as an industry reset without proof. If very large, multimodal models really become cheap and distributable, the urgent question is not just who can pay for compute, but who sets the operational rules for systems millions of people can run locally. Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.